Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Student Loan Planner Podcast. Today is an emergency pod because the biggest student loan news in probably 2 years at least got dropped Wednesday, August 24th. I'm going to just do a quick hit explanation of what it is and just to kind of explain why I've been MIA a little bit here at the end of today's podcast. So the big things you need to know is that Biden's canceling $10,000 for people that don't have Pell Grants or didn't ever take out Pell Grants and $20,000 for people that did take out Pell Grants. If you have income that's below $125,000 for an individual or $250,000 for a married couple, this is income as of 2020 or 2021 specifically. They're not looking at 2022 income for this. What they're going to do is try to figure out who can qualify for this automatically by looking at FAFSA completions as well as IDR recertifications. The problem is a whole lot of people have not recertified their IDR plans in the past couple of years using 2020 or 2021 tax returns. And when people recertify, when payments and interest start up again, you're probably using maybe not 2021 returns. So a lot of people, the majority, will need to apply for this. The authority for doing this is based on the HEROES Act of 2003. That is something that expires. The Pandemic National Emergency Declaration that this is all based off of for COVID is going to expire at some point, which means they have to put a time limit on this, just like the IDR waiver and the PSLF waiver. This is extremely frustrating because I guess this is the only way they could figure out how to do this without Congress, because they couldn't get the votes in Congress to do this, which is why they're doing it via executive action. Now, it's interesting that the number is 20K for Pell Grant recipients. Pell Grant recipients make up about 60% of all student loan borrowers. So the majority of people are actually going to be getting 20K of forgiveness instead. What can you do to get this? Parent Plus, Grad Plus, undergrad, everybody can get this. The only exception is private loan borrowers and commercially held FFEL borrowers. If you have commercially held FFEL loans, right now we think you could consolidate those loans and get this. If you've already paid off your loans, you cannot get a refund. So if you have loans, let's say you still have $2,000 of loans and you've been making steady payments during the pandemic, what I would do is, if you've made payments during the pandemic, ask for a refund of that amount in the hopes that you could get the maximized cancellation amount. But if you've already paid your loans down to nothing, you're not getting anything from this. Now, cancellation was not the only thing that was discussed with this major announcement. President Biden also talked about his new IDR plan that he's coming out with. This tentatively, again, a lot could change, so don't hold me to this, but this is just a quick hit reaction because I wanted you to hear it from me. The quick hit reaction of this IDR plan is they're trying to make it better than all the other plans. Better meaning more generous. And for undergrads, it's a lot more generous. They're going to do a 225% poverty line instead of 150%. They're also going to do 5% of income for undergrads only. So a family of four that makes $80,000 a year would pay about $78 a month on this new plan and would pay a couple hundred to a few hundred a month on like pay-as-you-earn under current rules. Now, for graduate students, presumably people with grad loans will be included in this IDR plan. You're not going to get 5% of income. You're going to get 10% of your income, but it's actually going to be a hybrid. So it's going to be a hybrid of the percent of the weighted average of how much undergrad debt do you have and how much grad debt do you have. So for example, if you have 90% graduate school loans and 10% undergrad loans, 0.9 times 10% plus 5% times 10% for the undergrad loans is 9.5% weighted average, right? If you think back to college statistics, right? Weighted average, I have to get a refresh on that, right? That's how they're going to calculate what the IDR percent of your income would be. Now, a lot of questions about this. What if you consolidated? You know, what if you have Parent Plus loans? There's a lot of unanswered questions. We'll get to those in future podcasts. In terms of the poverty line for grad students, we're still waiting on that. Presumably, though, if you're going to be included in the plan, they'd have to use the same poverty line for everybody is what we're expecting. So we think that they'll probably use the same 225% of the poverty line deduction for grad students as well. And that means probably saving $100 a month for most people. So you might see $100 to $200 a month in savings on your income-based payments on this. So that's not enough to change somebody's path in terms of paying it back or going for forgiveness, probably. So that part is not as aggressive as they could have been, right? They could have done 5% of income for everybody, and then a whole lot of people that should have paid back their loans should suddenly have needed to go for forgiveness. That's not happening here. So it is going to be 10% of income, but what they are doing for everybody, and this is early, but what it sounds like they're trying to do is end negative interest amortization. So what does that mean? What's that in English? So right now, let's say you make, I don't know, $80,000 a year and your pay as you earn payments $500 a month, but your interest accrual every month is $1,000. So you have your $500 that covers part of that interest, and then the remaining $500 gets tacked onto your balance. Now, interest grows at a simple rate of interest, which means that it doesn't compound on you as long as you're signed up for pay as you earn, but it does grow your balance, which is very anxiety inducing. So what this new IDR plan is going to do is it's going to make there be no interest accrual. So the repay plan covers half of all of your interest that's accruing. The new IDR plan that Biden wants to do would make it so that that interest subsidy, instead of being 50% of remaining interest, would be 100%. So effectively, people that have like a super low payment, any additional money that you pay would pretty much be going towards paying down principal. And that's a big deal. That's going to make it a lot easier to pay back balances in full for people that do want to pay back balances. There's going to be millions of people that are going to go for forgiveness, specifically people that just went to undergrad only that would not have gone for forgiveness otherwise. So for example, if you work in a moderate corporate income job making $50,000 and took out $30,000 of Stafford loans for undergrad, there's a legit case to be had that maybe you are better off going for forgiveness instead of refinancing. So that's going to be a big part of our analysis we're going to be doing in the coming months. Now, the other big news, there's really three big parts of this announcement. First is big cancellation. It's going to cost, by the way, $500 billion. That's a big price tag. I will be shocked if there's not any legal challenges to this, because basing this off of the pandemic, I don't know. That's they did that because they thought they had to. And if anybody challenges this at all and gets it in front of the Supreme Court, I would be shocked if this stands. That's my only concern about this, for people getting excited about it, is, you know, PSLF waiver, IDR waiver did not get challenged, right? Why? Because it was really confusing. And Department of Education downplayed it when they announced it. They intentionally did not disclose the amount of debt that was trying to be canceled, I think. This is just my guess. But my guess is they were worried that if they said, hey, we're trying to cancel $140 billion for public servants, that, you know, they would have gotten opposition to that. But they said, oh, we're going to cancel a couple billion right away, and a couple million people are going to get closer to forgiveness. That sounds a lot less like something you care to challenge, right? But $500 billion of immediate cancellation is a big impact. So I'm very aware of like potential lawsuits, and a lot of people online, especially the lawyer Twitter crowd, is like, no one has standing. I don't know. I mean, my question is does, you know, Justice Clarence Thomas have that same view? I would guess somebody like him at a lower court level could very easily get convinced that somebody has standing that's kind of loosey-goosey. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, obviously, using terms like that. But I would be highly aware in the coming weeks of any lawsuits attempting to stop this, because it's a big deal, really big deal. A lot of our audience is not going to benefit that greatly. The IDR plan is a much bigger deal because it means longer-term relief. The big other announcement that happened in all these things that Biden came out with is that he did say that this would be the final time he would be extending the student loan pause. So the student loan pause will now be ending, permanently ending, December 31st, 2022. Can we trust that? I don't know. He said that before and changed his mind. So presumably, if there's not an alien invasion or a catastrophic recession between now and December 31st, they have to end at December 31st, because they have to be super clear to borrowers, to warn borrowers that payments are starting again, interest is starting again. They've already done the boy who cried wolf situation, and they can't afford to have that happen twice, because then they would probably double the default rate for people because they just wouldn't believe them anymore. So I do think that the final pause that they said, this is the final pause, they're extending it to December 31st, which means that the first payment would probably happen January 30th or 31st, something like that. They're also ending the PSLF waiver on October 31st. You can still apply up till that date and get the forgiveness after that date. IDR waiver, no news on that yet. But this is a really terrible idea, in my opinion. Like, ending the PSLF waiver when you're canceling $500 billion of debt just seems so arbitrary and foolish, really, because you're going to have maybe 10% of the people that could have gotten all their loans canceled are going to actually receive this benefit. And it's all because they did a terrible job communicating it. I mean, a lot of people want to praise the Department of Education for all the work they've done, and they've certainly done as much as they can given their congressional majorities. I don't want to say that they didn't, but I do think that they've done a pretty awful job communicating these programs. Essentially, the plan is sort of create more programs, and rush everything through before expecting to lose some of their powers because they're going to get investigated by a Republican Congress that's going to drag Department of Ed people in front of the cameras every week if the Republicans do take the House. And so this is what it's been motivating their approach, I think, is to try to get as much relief to people as possible, as fast as possible. I get it. But by letting the PSLF waiver expire before a lot of these other programs are expiring, a lot of public servants are going to be left out in the cold, and it's going to be the vast majority of them. So if you do have any colleagues in public service, please just tell them at this point, just roll the dice, consolidate, and apply with all of your potential credit and see what happens. The last thing I wanted to say is a little bit of a personal update. The past couple weeks have been the hardest of my life. I hope I don't kind of get upset talking about this, but basically my wife had an emergency C-section. We had really not even told anybody, that many people, and baby's like 29 weeks and he's in the ICU and he had like a super bad condition. And you know, we were scared for a little bit that he wasn't going to make it. And I hope that he will. I think, you know, he's been stable and there's no telling what's going to happen. So we're really leaning heavily on our friends, family, our faith. And it's just, it's been a very hard time. So I sure as heck am mad at Department of Education for not announcing this a couple months ago. I would have loved to have been a little bit more engaged with the team and helping you all learn about this. I just took a mental break. I'm going to the hospital after I record this to be with him, just to sit with him. And if anybody's had a baby in the NICU, you know what I'm talking about. And you know, he had a really bad condition that he needed surgery for. And this was all really unexpected. So multiple 4 a.m. crisis moments in the past couple weeks for us. And that's why I've been and will continue to be fairly disconnected from the business for the next probably at least several weeks, I would guess. I'm going to pop in, help when I can, do things when I can, but our team is really amazing. So just know that just because I'm not present when I need to be present for the business, I'm present in a more important place, frankly, which is for my family right now. I know you understand. I just thought I would take 15 minutes real quick to record this so that you guys can get some quick hit thoughts. And our team is amazing. Like, they're handling things so well. I think a lot of you probably didn't even know I was gone, right? Which is the goal. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your thoughts. Baby's name is Isaac. If you want to think about him by name or pray for him by name, I really appreciate it. So anyways, we're going to have a lot more information on the IDR stuff, the analysis calculator tools. We're probably going to try to figure out a Pell Grant analyzer. We're probably going to come up with a lot more content. Already published a blog post about the new cancellation rules and how to take advantage of them. So, you know, the mission of this business doesn't stop whenever one member of the team goes down. The next person kind of comes and steps up. And so our consultants have been awesome, taking on podcasts, taking on email newsletter updates, opening their calendars to take a lot more consultations because I had to cancel basically all of mine or most of mine. And yeah, I'm happy for everyone. If this does end up happening, this cancellation thing, awesome. A lot of people will be really excited, really impacted by this. We'll just have to see what happens from in terms of legal challenges, holding breath on that, as well as the new IDR plan, have to see the final ink on the proposed regulations. And this all is going to take about a year to get implemented, right? So summer of 2023, payments are starting January of 2023. They're going to start this stuff up, and then we'll have several months to kind of figure out what it all means. So thank you everybody for listening. Hope you have a great night, and just shout out to all the healthcare workers, especially people that have ever worked in a NICU. People at ours have been really wonderful to us. So I just really appreciate you if somebody's listening and happens to be part of that. So thank you everybody. Have a great week.